Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 42 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 0200 hours. Cloudy, 40 degrees. Good morning, 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy, 41 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy, 43 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy, 42 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy, 42 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy, 43 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0800 hours. Partly sunny, 44 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0900 hours. Sunny. 49 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 52 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again. W8CMN, Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
Can't read it well. My turn. KFETYL, KFTAIW.
Hey, AIW, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm not doing too bad. I was working on my computer trying to get the darn thing to connect with the internet. I'm having issues.
Yeah, that's always fun. I'm trying to figure out what to do here. If it's going to rain or not, if I want to start something outside, I don't want to get caught in the rain.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I got some projects going out in my shop that I should go out and do too, but I started playing around with some of my radios. I've got I picked up a couple old commercial Kenwood radios. One will talk on the 2 meter, and then I've got one that'll do the 70 centimeter. And I got the 2 meter pretty well. I got all the frequencies it plugged into it, and it seems to be working okay. There's a few little issues on it. It's not scanning, but that's okay. And then I've got the other one I've got. That one I can do the 70 centimeter, and I think it'll do GMRS. I don't know. I just wanted 70 centimeter on it anyway. So that's kind of what I'm up to right now.
Ah, sounds like fun. Are you talking on the 2 meter one right now, or are you using a different one?
I'm using my different one. I got a USA FT991A. How's the sound? I was having issues with the with getting out on this. Is it sounding all right now?
Yeah, I'd say you're sounding pretty good. I mean, it's not perfect, but I would say it's pretty close to it.
Well, thank you. You're hitting me pretty hard too. What machine are you talking off of? I mean, I'm on the Guilford Tower right now, I believe.
Yeah, that's the same one I'm on. I'm on the Guilford Tower. I'm in Birch Run here.
Gotcha. I'm here in Bay City. This is KF80AW.
All right, well, I'll let you get back to your radio butts in there, and I'm going to go outside and start something. But good chat with us. KF80AW.
KF80AW, clear.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 58 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 58 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly cloudy, 57 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, Repeater Flint. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees.
This is Whiskey Alpha 8, Yankee United Zulu, White Lake Nation.
Yankee something Zulu, I'm not getting your middle character, the prefix. Can you repeat that two times for me?
It's Whiskey Alpha 8, Yankee United Zulu, that's Whiskey America 8, Yankee United Zulu. Go ahead.
Roger, I copy Whiskey Alpha 8, Yankee Uniform Zulu. Thank you. Any others? Check in, please call now. Any relays? KHJBD, KEAPUN, can you place a general net call?
Will do. This is KJBD assisting net control for the Michigan ARPSC net. Any stations wishing to check in, please call now. This is KJBD.
November 8, November Oscar Romeo. No traffic.
KDON, I copy November 8, November Oscar Romeo. Did you copy by intercept?
Roger, I did. Thank you. Any others?
Nothing else heard. Nothing else heard. Back to net control, KHABD.
All right, let's get rolling. We got 11 on the roster to start. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the net. We made a quick jump there in the frequency. Hopefully this works out a bit better. I'm hearing more stations, good readable or better. Let's see here. Tomorrow, well, the SEOC operational briefings continue, and that's for the ice storm damage and that occurred up in the northern Michigan and in the UP back in the weekend of the 30th and 31st. They're continuing to remain active in the recovery phase. Also coming up this week, I've got a number of calls going on with various hospitals, first in Ohio, and I think maybe one or two in Michigan this week. These are to introduce the FEMA Region 5 for kids to a hospital. It'll be a communication exercise to be conducted potentially in June this year. So looking forward to getting that off the table, off the planning table, and into execution. I think that's everything coming up for the week, as far as I can see. Also, we're continuing to plan the spring exercise for everyone. That'll be coming up on May 3rd, so mark the calendars for that. And I will give a reminder right now that there is no net next weekend. I will wish everybody a happy Easter at this point, and I hope you have an enjoyable weekend. With that, let's go to followed by N8OBU. Mr. Jim, how are things in Washington? Yeah, what a great seeing you yesterday.
7275, talk to us
again. This is KJBB for the Michigan AFDSC.net. Good evening to all there. Yeah, it was good seeing you too, Mac. I had seen you for a while. And it was a good meeting at the National Weather Service there. Last week we went through and made contact with two more hospitals. EC8YA, Cedar Park, is doing a great job there. So we've got the kits all checked out, the EOCs for those two hospitals checked out, and we're moving along. Also sent out a dunning notice to those people that can play in the SET. We'll see what we can get going there. We'll have to fire up early, about 8:30, and shut down about 11, because we've also have a siren test net that day. So we'll be working on that and getting that squared away. Things seem to be just generally kind of burbling along here. Well, once again, good seeing you. Thanks for running the net back to you. This is TLO8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, KHABD, KEAP1, Michigan Section AR.
PSAM met with their new county emergency manager, and she is experienced in working with amateurs, so she's just kind of a natural, moving right into her somewhat new position due to various reasons, mainly meeting space time. We hadn't been able to meet since last fall, so we got to meet here in April, and should have a meeting place one way or another for the upcoming months. And the Kalamazoo Racies might be getting a new physical home, so we'll wait and see how that goes. But we had a very good meeting with our new emergency manager. Went to the Allegan County Amateur Radio Club Ham Fest yesterday. They call it a mini Ham Fest at a local township hall, a very nice but small facility, but they had a lot of people walking through and enjoying the Ham Fest. No breakout rooms to have any meetings or testing or anything like that. So then next Saturday, April 19th, the St. Joseph County, Michigan Amateur Radio Club is having its spring Ham Fest at the fairgrounds in Centerville, right smack dab in the middle of St. Joseph County, is the county seat of Centerville. That's where they've got their fairgrounds, and that's where the Ham Fest is from 8 in the morning till 12 noon. And let's see, I acknowledge NANLR checking in tonight. So I'm glad he found us up here on 40. Oh, and I saw Brett this week, Friday. He spotted my vehicle at the local library when he was on his way home from work. So he pulled up next to my vehicle in the parking lot to say hello. So it was nice to see Brett in person. And, yeah, we're supposed to have, that was the one thing I wanted to say, we're supposed to have a District 5 meeting tomorrow night at a local restaurant that has a nice meeting room for us. So that's supposed to be happening tomorrow night. So with...
Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN. Flint. VHF hub, connected to Flint 38. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
NAWCD, NAWCD. This is K8YNU.
K8YNU, this is NAWCD. Happy Telecommunicators Week. And put your four in. How we do today?
Happy National Telecommunicators Week. We did good. I did phones today, and outside of the naked drama beating people up, it wasn't a bad day.
Okay, well, I guess there's always the call of the day, I suppose. One of those types of calls, but well, I'm glad how things worked out, that it was uneventful and interesting at the top. At least you made it through. Glad to have you for that.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad to be heading home. I was ready at like 7 o'clock this morning to go home. It was like, I'm done with the week. It was one of those days yesterday, and I'm still just recouping from it. But that's all right. We made it through, and I got a day off here tomorrow, so it'll be good. How was your guys' day?
Yeah, sometimes you need, especially if you're in that long weekend, you need a low-profile, uneventful day, especially, like you say, if you're coming from one of those busy ones there that you barely keep an eye on. Anyway, we're doing good here. Live service today. Other than that, kind of an uneventful, low profile here today. Just kind of enjoyed today.
That's right. But glad you're able to enjoy the day. I heard it wasn't too bad out earlier, and it seemed like it clouded up recently. I heard we're supposed to get some rain or some type of storms here tomorrow.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad earlier. Like you say, I did get out, but it did get up here 56, 57, which at least that's the weather service was pretty high. But yeah, it's definitely kind of cooled off. More clouds than that, and supposed to warm up like say a little tomorrow. But I think we're supposed to get some rain in here. And, I guess just the old adage goes: there April showers bring May flowers.
Yeah, this is true. This is very true. Were you able to get on the radio today? No, I didn't get on the radio today. Usually, it was kind of a mom and I, and kind of a church day for us hoping to sometime this week, hoping to kind of look over the DMR a little bit more, get a little bit more familiarized with it, to the talk groups, and that, I don't know, might even join in on a chat or two this week outside of our, you know, our normal events, but not today, but hoping this week. Good stuff. It depends on what happens with the weather. I might try to get up on the roof and adjust the antenna a little bit, see if I can get some more height out of it, and maybe see if I can. I don't know. I might change the location, but we'll see. My biggest goal is trying to get a little more height so I get more range. Yeah, definitely. All you could do is give it a try. I tell you, signals are good, though. You can come in. You can come into the radar. The Edison repeater there. You get a good signal. Consider your distance, and when you have checked in on Oakland County side, they can stop getting in. Pretty readable, like I say, it's the way ham radio is. You can always try a little height, and you can always try to fix it back.
Company that
told to look up. They call it, it's called Arrow, and I've heard a lot of. I've heard good things about Arrow as well, and I would agree with you, and back to your original plan when you mapped it out last summer, plan it out, and make sure there's a good plan in place, and at least you can collect your what you've got, and that way, it's a good installation, and it's mapped out to see what you got going. So, yep, go back to the basics, what you did last year, and maybe improve on it, or you might say, hey, it's fine, but at least you can look it over and see what happens.
Okay, Lainey. Yeah, for sure, definitely. We got to get your engine up on the roof there, Dad. I've been thinking about, different mounts and stuff like that. Have you looked into some of the animal mounts?
No, I haven't really. Been kind of thinking about it, but it hasn't been a high priority. I like how the radio is performed. Hopefully, still getting good signal and even into some of the other repeaters locally, but. Possibly planning it out, looking at the side of the house, again, it's kind of planning it out.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let me know if you need any help. Don't mind helping me out and get that mounted for you. That'll help you out and get some range and getting it outside. Get a little bit of better signal and more range out of it.
Yeah, I think I think a couple adjustments here and there, and again outside. I'm kind of interested to see when they take the 6-3 down if it will either way if it will benefit or not.
That tree might help getting rid of it there. Might help you get a better signal there, too. So, yeah, that's kind of cool. See how it goes and see what you're doing. How's that power supply holding for you?
It's doing real well. It maintains the bolts that it needs to. I don't run the radio an awful lot. Sending to the next and that. A lot of times I'll use the handheld radios and I'll even try to make contact, either use this radio or the handheld. Again, I just like to, it's interesting to see what type of results you get, how you get out and that. And, it's holding up well. It seems like it's really helped with having that additional coax. And telephone to bring it over to the main cell phone I'm using. I'm not having as much issues, not that little bit.
Yeah, that helps. I noticed that helped my rig out big time as well. And given that I have that thicker coax, I think it made a lot of difference in clarity of signal and stuff. It helps out.
Yes, I agree. And also see how it's, it's weird how it is, how it's positioned, how the coax is set up. I just usually have a lot of issues getting in after repeaters. It's interesting. I will walk down the stairs and you'll start hearing the radio start getting a little scratchy, and that's a
working out for you, Dad. That's cool. I'm glad we were able to get to that, and you know, I'm glad everything's coming together. You know, get a little problem with it, but it seems to be a good radio. It really does. And I find, like, I'm hesitant in switching radios out of the car, but it's like I want to upgrade just because you know, having a little bit better radio in the car would be nice. But we'll see. Again, it's a good starter for you, you know, to see how it works out. You're not investing a whole lot into it. And, you know, when you get up into, you know, you're looking at a Game 2 or an ICOM mobile radio, you know, you're investing a little bit more money into it. And so, again, you want to have the right fit. You want to see what works in your car.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Thank you. reaching Genesee County Radio Grade again. W8CMN, Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good evening, 21 hours, 52 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 52 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, 50 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.